All right, good morning. Teach Better Family. I'm here with the wonderful Ray Hewitt as we just got finished with our admin mastermind. And wow, it was awesome to see everyone, even though most of the folks that were on screen had a snow day and they were in different environments, right?
Yeah, I don't mind that. I love an administrator that has the day where they don't have to go into the office and still choose to tune in to the Teach Better Family. That's fabulous.
I know, we got to actually see a couple of folks that, you know, typically in the busyness of the day, they may pop in here and there, but it was great to see some wonderful friends that may have not been on for a couple of weeks. We had a pretty big group this morning, and I will go with the starter question because I think it ties in with what we were doing, and maybe you could share your response too, because I thought it was interesting. So sure. I was talking about for 2024, are people, you know, like a one word type of person or someone that creates a New Year's resolution? And it was pretty one-sided as far as the responses.
Yeah, I feel like most people right off the bat were like, yes, I have a goal, I have a word that I'm working towards. And we only had a few that, you know, kind of weren't feeling the one word, you know, fad that has been going on the last few years. And I think it kind of all encompassed itself when we had the conversation, because the people that were resistant and the people that had adopted a word had something in common automatically. And that was just wanting the word to be more than just something you posted as a fluffy experience. Everybody was reflecting on wanting it to adjust your mindset or be a part of reminding you the type of mindset that you should have moving forward. So, you know, I feel like when you look at one words and they're trending, you see kind of some typical ones like joy and happiness and, you know, whatever. But with administrators, when you get them in the room, these educators are focused on like really more direct things they want to be better at. You saw a lot of self-care. You saw educators keeping open minds, staying calm, you know, carrying a sense of positivity or hope. I don't know. I kind of liked it. I don't think I noticed you sharing one, though. Did you share today what your one word would be? Maybe I didn't pay attention well enough.
No, you paid attention. I didn't share anything because I don't do a one word. But that's...
Oh, see?
But that's intentional, and it is more about mindset, right? It's not that I don't have goals and I don't have things that, you know, I'm trying to achieve over the year, but yeah, it's some folks think of it as like a fad and it doesn't have any weight to it. And this is something I talk about, you know, like in presentations all the time about leadership capacity and about like building healthy habits. So it's not that I don't have goals, I just don't have one word. You, on the other hand, you just tattoo it all over yourself just as a reminder every year.
That, you know, I just want to preface because I feel like I've been saying it a lot over the last month or so. Guys, I did tattoo my word on my arm, but that's not like an annual habit. I'm not going to get to like 60 years old and have all these words all over my face and arm and legs and, you know, no. I had this tattoo that I had been looking at for like 5-6 years, which is interesting because I can even like tell you the day that I came upon it for the first time. And then for some reason, this year felt like the year to move forward with it. It so happened to be a word. And so in my little, you know, like, I don't know, goofy way, I was like, oh my gosh, this is my word. I'm adopting for the year. Like it was very cliche and magical. I just want you to know. So yes, my word is eventually. And I like this word because I really enjoy terms. You guys know I love the word quixotic as well. I also had that tattooed on my arm, but again, separate. I love words that have positive and negative connotations. Like that is something I really love. And quixotic is one of them. Eventually is also one of them. Eventually means you're not there yet. It's like kind of a bummer. You know, it's not happening today. It's happening eventually. But it also has a very hopeful connotation that eventually means it will occur. If there's no opportunity for it not to occur, it will eventually come. So I like this dichotomy of being able to look at the goals I've been working towards and say, you know what? My mindset this year is that I'm not going to let it bring me down that I haven't reached it yet because it will eventually come. I have no concern that this is not a unreachable goal. It just hasn't been there yet. I don't know. It's kind of like a yet growth mindset, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I love that you brought up mindset because I feel like our conversation today was really the majority of it was on the idea of a personal goal being there for evaluation purposes, or more about like the reflection feedback, you know, and talking about different ways that that's perceived, and then also how that goal is kind of driving you for the year. Mm-hmm. Because if it's for an evaluation, it's just something that you have to do. It's very different than you creating a word for you individually, or maybe having a resolution or having a personal goal for the school year. So Ray, do you mind just kind of sharing your takeaways from kind of that large conversation in regards to mindset on goals?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the biggest components of that conversation, because we kind of talked in circles for a while, which is not bad. I think a lot of our group, like, we were not only waking up, but this was also a challenging topic to discuss, because I think it can feel very top level, but we really wanted to get into the nitty gritty, especially with our administrator group. For those of you listening who have not joined our admin mastermind, we don't want to just sit around and talk about fluffy admin stuff. We want to get into like, what's the solution? How do we do it better? You know, stuff. So we talked around in circles for a bit. And then I think one of the biggest components that we then circled back to in terms of connecting the one word and our goals was ensuring that the goals we set, whether it be for ourselves or for the teachers that we serve, need to be measurable. And not only does it need to be measurable, but we need to have the conversation around what we are measuring. Mm-hmm. It's not just, oh, I really want to keep a mindset to be more positive in conversations because I know there'll be a good outcome. But how do we know that? Like, what do we actually need to look at? And we joked about the term KPI, right? Like, there's always an acronym, but really, what's the key performance elements that we're looking at to be able to say, if this happens, our goal was successful? And are we having those specific conversations with teachers, not just for ourselves? Because I think as administrators, we have that requirement a little bit more often. But when we have our teachers set goals, do they even know how to measure an mm-hmm. effective outcome? And can we coach them through that? I know as an administrator yourself, you've definitely worked with educators in setting goals. What was your major takeaway for that dialogue?
Yeah, I think what they were talking about as far as like having common language and making sure that you're teaching how to create a effective goal, but then also not having it just sit in the closet. Because like a lot of times what happens is like we build the goals at the beginning of the year, we're super excited. We really take a lot of time as far as like actual steps and all these different things to make sure that it occurs. And then like around this time of the year, it's like, oh, shoot, I haven't touched it again. And, you know, it's due in a couple of months and I haven't done anything. And so like as an administrator, just being mindful of that, of like making sure that we have touch points throughout the school year. Ray's very excited right now as she's on her phone, and making sure that you're allowing time too in a system for teachers to be able to have access to that goal. What's up, Ray?
Okay, I have to interrupt you because you said this time during the year when we give up on our goals, and I looked at the date, January 16th. I'm like, wait, is that Quitter's Day? Because this is an actual day that people have looked to be like, when do people give up? And unfortunately, we are a few days behind schedule because Quitter's Day was the 12th of January.
Oh, goodness.
So
that's not very far.
We made it to the 16th. But yeah, I like your component of like, we can't just set a goal and then give up on it. But yeah, World Quitters Day, January 12th, which was last week, is when the majority of people will give up on their New Year's resolution, according to, you know, the top research and statistical analysis groups in the world, aka Google.
And that's what I was talking about, like when I was talking about those presentations about building habits, is like a lot of times we just have these goals, but we don't actually like put in place how we're going to execute and get to that point. And so I think that's kind of what we're getting at today in our conversation, is like just making sure that we're sitting down with our teachers and making sure that we're constantly having conversations about what they want to achieve professionally, and how that connects to like the school-wide goals that we've created. Because I think a lot of times there's a disconnect there also.
Well, and that makes sense. I mean, for many of us, we know, I even write my to-do list this way. We know that if we have a long-term goal, if we have a long-term goal, we have to cut it into those short-term to-dos, short-term goals. And For me personally, I have had a very large goal on my to-do list. I will admit this out loud. Since October 1st, it was due October 1st. Due, meaning the project was intended to be finished. Let me say, it's been on my to-do list since that point, and it's not done. It's gotten progress, but it's not done. And so what I realized, I was looking at it, you know, January 16th, I'm like, the reason this is not moving as quickly as it needs to, the reason it's not finished is because it's just this big overarching project name, like go work on, insert any project name here. If I broke it up into those really, really teeny tiny pieces, this small component needs to be finished, this next component needs to be finished, there would not only be progress, but it probably would be done by the end of the month. So, you know, looking at those, again, measurable steps to not only know you reach success, but also the measurable steps to know you're making progress and actually moving forward, very important for today's conversation.
Oh, 100%. So was it buy more, teach better swag? Was that was on top of the list?
You know what? I want to publicly complain about Teach Better Swag because
okay, the show is over. Let's be done.
No, there is a Teach Better Swag item. Let me just preface for those of you who may not know me. I am a part owner of the Teach Better team, meaning that I am about as top dog as I can get in the Teach Better community. And I went to an employee, somebody I pay to work for me, and requested a specific swag item. I even designed the swag item, handed it to said employee and said, put this up on the website. I want to buy it. And it's been a week and a half and no said item has been there. I just want to file a formal complaint with this person who works for the Teach Better team.
That person sounds terrible. I don't know who that is. If you want to guess who that employee is, you can always go to our Facebook group and let us know who you think that might be.
And we would love to hear your guesses. We would love it. Also, by the
obviously,
way,
obviously no one on screen.
Can I just note though, that if this product was up, all of you could buy it too. Like that's what I'm saying. I want this crew neck sweatshirt. All of you could benefit from this getting done. That's all I'm saying.
So I'm guessing that I need to put this high on my 2024 list.
Yes.
Okay.
I need the sweatshirt. I've literally checked every day to be like, did Josh get the sweatshirt up yet? Because I even have, guys, you should direct message me if you're watching the recap. I have a code where I can get swag for free. So DM me and I'll send it to you so you can get a free swag item. And that's what I was going to use to get my own stinking sweatshirt. And Josh has not put it up yet. So if you're still listening, direct message me and let me give you a swag code that gives you, it's not just free shipping. It's the free item.
Well, with the public shaming now, I have the motivation to get this done today.
And maybe that's what the takeaway from Admin Mastermind was today. If you public shame someone you work with, you get the outcome you want.
All right, y'all. Well, I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if you didn't, you know, get a chance, hopefully this recap gave you some insight on creating some, you know, goals for the upcoming year, maybe creating your word and how that might intersect into your school goals too. Love the conversation. Can't wait for next week. Again, if you haven't joined the Facebook group, we'd love to have you in there. If there's topics that's going on that you want to discuss moving forward, love to hear your insights, what's going on your campus or at your district. And as always, we're here for you.
Bye guys.
So I hope you all have a wonderful week and we will see you next Tuesday.